Welcome to A Week of It from KC News for Coast Access Radio. Waitangi commemoration celebrated by a Kapiti community. Hundreds of locals and visitors turned up for the Waitangi commemorations hosted by the Whakarongotai Marae last weekend. The day provided plenty of music, excellent kai, and an opportunity for descendants of the original owners of the Ngarara whenua and others to learn about the tupuna of the marae and the whakapapa, as well as the local contribution and environment at the time of the tiriti signing. Kapiti Mayor Janet Holborough says Council is a committed treaty partner and are proud to be supporting Te Ati Awa ki Whakarongotai with their Waitangi commemorations. Busy time on the green. Bowls Waikanae United completed their men's and women's pairs championship this week. The winning men's team was Graham Yeoman and Ra Higgett, who had a win over Morris Mangoni and Brian Scown. The women's championship pairs event was taken out by Gaylene Nicol and Brenda McGill over Melva Rapson and Carol Joyce. Bowls Waikanae men's graded triples was won by the team of Ward, Norman and Dow, winning four games out of four. Don Matheson, Gary Wilson and Ian Christensen were second ahead of Alan Bradley, Ernie Davis and Bill Solomon in third. The Raumati Bowling Club had two exciting finals on Sunday. The women's pairs won by Audrey and Rochelle Stevenson, the defending champions from Jane Bradbury and Ronnie Crone, with the match won on the last bowl. The men's fours championship was also won on the last bowl, with the winners being John Costa, Graham McPherson, Bob Darra and the skip Murray Yaxley. Police recover missing body. Detective Senior Sergeant Dave Thompson says a body has been located by members of the public while hunting in dense bush in the Otaki Gorge area. On Monday, members of Manawatu Police and Search and Rescue responded to the eastern park of Otaki Gorge where the body was located. Mr. Thompson says a formal identification process has commenced. He says while the formal identification process is yet to be completed, it's thought that the body is that of missing person Duncan Hill, who was reported missing in October of last year. Mr. Thompson says police have reached out to the Hill family and informed them of the discovery. Police are now working with various experts and the coroner's office to complete the identification as quickly as possible. The death is not being treated as suspicious and police are conducting inquiries on behalf of the coroner. Libby Hakaraya wins Fellowship Award. Kapiti film producer and director Libby Hakaraya has been announced as the recipient of this year's Murata Mita Fellowship from the Sundance Institute. The Robert Redford-founded Sundance Film Festival is one of the biggest annual film events on the calendar. Behind the scenes, the Sundance Institute is also a key supporter of independent filmmakers through their programs and fellowships. Ms. Hakaraya has been the festival director of the Maryland Film Festival since it was launched in 2014 and has over 40 film and TV credits to her name. Growing together with over-the-fence cuppers. Kapiti Council is encouraging community-minded people to host over-the-fence kappa events with their neighbours this March. Mayor Janet Holborough says Council's Over the Kappa initiative is a great way to nurture local connections, grow resilience and enhance well-being. She says they've embraced this year's theme of growing together and want to encourage more Kapiti residents to get involved so we can grow this initiative together. Last year saw 47 registered events. The Mayor says these fun and friendly get-togethers offer a chance for you to get to know your neighbours a little better or to just take some time to enjoy the connections you already have. Year of the Dragon Extravaganza for Kapiti. Ryan Vester, director of the show Year of the Dragon Extravaganza, says it is a world-class show filled with talent from up-and-coming young performers debuting in their first show to our top vaulters and riders on magnificent horses. There will be four performances from Friday the 16th of February to Sunday the 18th of February at the Kapiti Equestrian and Vaulting Club in Nimmo Ave, Waikanae. audiences will be transported to a Chinese New Year celebration-themed cabaret. The show has an amazing range of performers, from professional circus acrobats, vaulters and horse riders, all wrapped up in the stunning red and gold aesthetic. Waikanae Bridge Update. Waka Kotahi report contractors are making good progress working to attach a shared path to Waikanae Bridge. Once installed, the clip-on bridge will make crossing the river safer for pedestrians and cyclists and better separate drivers from those walking or cycling. With work expected to be completed by May-June, the first steps in the project include building foundations for the new walking and cycling path at both ends of the bridge. Contractors have dug out the foundation sites and poured the first concrete for these over the last 2 weeks. They have also removed the bridge's side barrier and added a temporary railing in its place. They are currently building a platform for the 220-ton crane that crews will use to lift the custom-designed prefabricated path sections onto the bridge. The five individual sections that will span the river have been assembled at the contractor's yard in Otaihanga. Sophie Hanford wins PM's award to Japan. New Zealand's connections with Asia and Latin America received a boost with the recent announcement of recipients of the Prime Minister's scholarships for Asia and Latin America. Among those announced was Kapiti's Sophie Hanford, who was awarded a 2-month sustainability internship organised through CRCC Asia. Ms. Hanford says she is incredibly honoured to have been selected as one of the recipients of the Prime Minister's scholarship thanks to the support from Education New Zealand. She says this opportunity will take her to Tokyo for a transformative 2-month internship dedicated to sustainability and climate justice, a kaupapa that is deeply entwined with her work. Ms. Hanford says being able to immerse herself in a cause she holds dear in a place as special and interesting as Tokyo feels like a dream come true. Creative Community Scheme Funding Round Opening. Kapiti creatives and festival organisers are invited to apply for funds to support their projects. Council has grant funding available through the Creative Community Scheme to support Kapiti arts and cultural projects. Applications are open until the 19th of March. In this round, there is $23,000 available for artists and community organisations. This year, there is also a one-off festival fund of $15,000 to support established festivals. Council Arts Events Coordinator Narita Clark says the Creative Community Scheme has supported many wonderful local arts projects over the years. Ms. Clark says there are so many talented people in our community who bring a lot of vibrancy to the Kapiti Coast, and the scheme is a great way of supporting their creative mahi and helping share it with the people. That's it for another week from the team at A Week of It and KC News. Be safe, be happy and be kind. For more on these stories and many others, see www.kcnews.co.nz, the online newspaper for the Kapiti Coast and Horowhenua.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.